Now it's time for Jimmy's text line. You send in a text, he reads it out.
Wow, this is the second stinger in a week. This show's on the up. How'd you do at work this week? Yeah, good. Two new stingers. Tell everyone over the weekend. By the way, it's brought to you by sbsfence.com.au, portable toilet and fence hire in Sydney, sbsfence.com.au. Righto, Jimmy, if you want to see a real heavyweight slugfest, do yourself a favour and watch Ron Lyle versus George Foreman. It might cure your frequent bouts of RSD, recency syndrome disease. Okay, that's from you-know-who, yeah, the Wolf. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Wolf. Thank you for that. With Redcliffe, it was stated that games would be at Lang Park, with one game at Redcliffe and another at Sunny Coast. So there's no name on that one, and that's right. We believe that, let's say they get 12 home games. 10 of them will be at Suncorp Stadium, one at Morton Daly Stadium, and one at Sunshine Coast Stadium. So Bulldogs should have signed Tom Brady. Yeah, they were talking about all the marquee signings that the Bulldogs had. And this wag has written no name on that. Thank you. No name on that. We do appreciate it. G'day, Jimmy. Hope you're doing well. This comes in from Richard. I've got this feeling the Dolphins have been mooted to be the 17th team, but I think the NRL will announce two teams will be part of the competition in 2023. This makes an even playing field with no draws. Is it possible for a regulation and relegation and promotion scheme could be adopted, with the bottom two teams going back to the Intrust Cup or the New South Wales Cup? I think we have enough players for the NRL throughout the Eastern Seaboard, Super League, Perth and overseas. Look at Cody Walker, a late bloomer, and many players we've never heard of. I think it's worth considering. Lots in there, Richard. No way relegation and promotion. I know it's works very well over there in the UK with their football, but it's just we don't have the market to support it here. The difference between NRL and Intrust, or whether it's New South Wales or Queensland, it's just too great. We just cannot support it. South never said anything about Reynolds' age. Oh, now this goes to the point you made, Coach K, during the transfer, and that was around Adam Reynolds being 31 and not being re-signed on a... Well, he wanted 3 years. They offered him 1 year. So they couldn't even find the common ground of 2 years. South never said anything about Reynolds' age. It's complete media fabrication. Mark Nichols is working for South in the office. He'll get a job in admin at the end of his career. So we haven't got a name on that. But that's what we were talking about. You pay him $200,000. If you want to be generous to Mark Nichols, and this is not being disrespectful of the abilities of Mark Nichols, but this is what the market would say. Even if another club came in and said, hey, we'll pay you $300,000, Mark, $250,000, you're going to keep him there. He's going to be one of your hardest trainers, your best leaders over the course of the next couple of years, and he's probably going to work in your organisation after that. It's all win. It's all win. Ben Simmons has checked into 76ers training camp. Dollars talk, hey, Jimmy. That's from Rocky. Yeah, did we have confirmation of that, or was that hasn't been confirmed just yet? I don't think it's been confirmed. That was his agent was, quote-unquote, working around the clock. Please. Hi, Jimmy. If Redcliffe are cashed up, why don't they expand their stadium? Cheers, Brad from Brisbane. Always an option. Always an option, Brad. I think it holds about 10,000 at the moment, didn't it? Well, if you think about their first game will be at Suncorp, which game do you take there? Like, which game do you take? I suppose you might take the Warriors. You might have the Warriors game up there because they're going to be based up at Redcliffe next year. So maybe... that's an option. Hey, Jimmy, reckon Martin Offia and or Joe Lydon might have qualified for marquee status at the Roosters in the late 80s. Mick from the Gong. Absolutely, Mick. Well, Martin was there. Martin was at the Roosters 89 and 93, and then he was at the Dragons in 91. In 1993, Martin lasted 53 minutes. He hurt his shoulder in the first game that he played against Penrith in Penrith. And then we got to training. In those days, you didn't train that often. You sort of play on Sunday, train on Tuesday night. By the time we got to training on Tuesday night, Martin had gone. So Martin had taken off. So he'd gone back to England to get the shoulder fixed. So there you go. But yes, Joe Lydon he was a great, great player, Joe Lydon. Really, really good player. And his record over there in the UK was absolutely phenomenal. Wonder if Shatner will be backing trekking in the Everest this Saturday. Nature strips a bird from that gate. Okay. Do not write off Eduardo if conditions remain wet. Stu from Cronulla. So Stu's having his say on a few things today. Jimmy, your love affair with Ricky Ponting is well known. Well, riddle me this, Jimmy. Ricky is Australia's second best post-Bradman batsman behind Greg Chappell. Yes, I would agree with that. This is from The Wolf. Woohoo. He is an insightful and entertaining commentator. I would agree with that. He is a successful coach due to his man management skills and experience. Tick. So why then was he such an average captain lacking in real innovation and daring? Mark Taylor, Steve Waugh and Michael Clarke could all tactically play Ricky off a break. Why? That's from The Wolf. Woohoo. It's a very good point that you make, Wolf. And you're probably going to be a little bit surprised here, but I actually agree with you on that. Mark Taylor was such an inventive captain. He'd find a way to get a wicket. Steve Waugh, less inventive, more kick down the door, right? Kick down the wall to play for Steve Waugh as your captain. And Michael Clarke was an inventive captain as well. Ricky wasn't that. He wasn't that. And it's probably a stain on his record that he didn't win an Ashes series in England. He didn't win an Ashes series in England. I'm a Sydney FC supporter who gets to a few games at best a year. With the signing of Daniel Sturridge, I'll make sure one of them is Perth. I'd make one change to your Australian side. I'd make a spot on the bench for Cody Walker, the Beacon Hill Bunny. Good on you, Beacon Hill Bunny. Yeah, we named our Australian 17 a little bit earlier. The analyst was on. We named the side. Which brings us to this text message, actually. Danny says, Jimmy, what's that stupid noise the NRL analyst makes at the end? Danny, I don't know. I don't know why he does it, but he does do it. And I think it's a little bit funny. Anyway, okay, I can't read that one out, but it's talking about Pup's Melon. So thank you very much on that one. The last 2 weeks in a row, Baltimore have done the impossible. One on the bell last weekend with the longest ever field goal. Stu from Cronulla, just be careful, Stu. Martin says this, Martin Offia, it was so good to have him at the Dragons in 1991 and a huge thrill to meet him in the UK in 2019. His pace was out of this world, and we had Ricky Walford on the other wing. Regards the much slower Martin. Oh, yes, so there was Martin Offia, who was very quick, and you were much slower, Martin. So there you go. Jimmy, I nearly drove off the cliff when I heard your previous call state that both the Roosters and Manly have strong juniors. Considering Manly juniors, a lot come from Para and a few from Penrith, and the Roosters, a lot come from Penrith and a few from Para, Manly have a team in the New South Wales Cup playing out of the Blacktown. Roosters have links to a junior club in Penrith, Steve the Bulldog from Collerton. I think the point that Andrew was making was that the top 30 players, indeed the top 17 players, have a lot of cohesion. And many of them debuted, or very shortly after their NRL debut, were at the Roosters, well, Roosters in particular, and Manly to a lesser degree. If you look at Daly Cherry-Evans, he's been there his whole career. The Trbojevic has been there the whole career. You can build around that. Kieran Foran for a long time in his career. So, and if you look at, say, imports like Jared Warea-Hargreaves and Siasiwa Tokiaho at the Roosters, 6 games for Manly before going to the Roosters, 1 game for the Warriors before going to the Roosters. So there you go. Oh, hey, Jimmy, don't forget about Dak and America's team, Dem Cowboys. Yeehaw! That's from Webby. Good on you, Webby. Yes. Did we miss out Dak Prescott? He wouldn't be in the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. I wouldn't have thought so. Wouldn't have thought so. Jimmy, I forgot to add that we played against Kurt Landers at the same time we trained out of Bob Landers' gym at South Hurstville. Good on you, El Sharko. Bulldog Bob says, Jimmy, re-marquee players. If my memory serves me correctly, there was an NRL player in the 1990s who left the Roosters in 97 to be a marquee player at Western Suburbs for 12 months before moving to South in 98 as their marquee player. In 2000, he became Salford's marquee player. What a legend. I've been in lockdown for way too long. My mind is playing tricks on you. Bulldog Bob, your mind may have left the building based on that. Thank you, everyone. Great work there. The text messages coming in for temporary fence and toilet hire. Head to sbsfence.com.au. Sydney's number one. Remember, you send the text message, we read it out. Right, we've got to take a break. After the break, we're back. We're wrapping things up. You've got to stick around for Drive with Joel and Fletch.